In the early morning of March 3rd, Berta Cáceres, a leader of the indigenous movement in Honduras, was assassinated in her bed. Her murder, one more example of the devastating cost of so-called renewable energy. Cáceres was the head of an organization in Honduras called COPIN. COPIN fought the takeover of indigenous people's land for a hydroelectric dam and supported the Gurúfuna people fighting oil palm plantations. When organizations promote fossil fuel divestment, it is crucial to point out that alternative energies can also come with a deadly cost. Because Berta Cáceres is not alone in the price she paid. All over the world, indigenous and peasant lands are being taken and destroyed to mine the raw materials for windmills, solar panels, to drown for hydroelectric dams, and to grow the feedstocks for bioenergy. And those who resist are targeted. Until we first institute a massive campaign of consumption reduction, there can be no sustainable energy choice, and the Berta Cáceres of the world will continue to pay the price for our business as usual. For the Earth Minute and the Sojourner Truth Show, this is Ann Peterman from Global Justice Ecology Project.